Have you ever wondered what was going on between the ears of your crush? Ever wondered where things are going with the guy you're dating? Are you dissatisfied with your love life? Are you happily attached but still want to improve things? If so, you have come to the right place. I am proud to share with you that your search is over. You are now listening to
What Is He Thinking?
What is he thinking?
What is he thinking?
The Dating and Relationship Podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. And now, without further ado, your host, Alexander B. Stevens.
You are now listening to The Authentic Male Perspective on Dating and Relationships.
Season 2, Episode 9, Episode 31 overall. Let's go. What's going on? This is Alexander B. Stevens, your host to your favorite podcast, the What Is He Thinking podcast. This is the podcast where I try to help out women, tell them the truth, and not just tell women what they want to hear, because you spend your whole life with people lying to you, telling you what they think you want to hear so they can get something out of you. And I'm not like that. Anyway, today I have a co-host. Today I have a guest. We go way back to 2018. I like to introduce my closest buddy from 2018, Mr. SW. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm all right there, Alexander. How you doing, sir?
Oh, just trying to keep my head above water. You know how it is. So I brought on SW today because the topic we're going to tackle is some of the top things that women think we might like or think we don't notice, but we actually kind of hate. So we're going to talk about things that women do, say, or wear that you think we might like, but we actually don't like at all.
Ooh, this is going to be a good one.
You ready, S-Dub?
I sure am.
All right, I'm going to start it off. Let's see here. I was on a trip a couple years ago talking to one of my friends who's been on the podcast before. A mutual friend, we'll call him Coach. And Coach told me something that I'd always have felt, but I hadn't heard before. And he said, we were in Vegas and watching some girls walk by. And he was like, you know what, Alexander? I just can't stand these women that wear these ridiculously long pterodactyl wing. That wear these ridiculously long eyelashes. They're just out of control. Ridiculous. They don't make women look better. I've never come across a guy that was like, I would date her, but her eyelashes are too short. So I'm going to have to pass it up. I've never met a guy that got a girl into the back room and was about to do the do and zipped his pants back up because he didn't like her eyelashes. I've never seen that. I've never heard that. So I really don't understand the emphasis or what women think they're doing when they put on these clownish eyelashes. What do you think about that, Esther?
Eyelashes. I would say I agree. I've seen some really long eyelashes that make me cringe, but I would say as long as the eyelashes are as close to normal looking as possible, I think it's all right to me. But as I mentioned, and like you said, I mean, you see them long 3-4 inch long eyelashes. Yeah, that's definitely not something that's going to attract you to you. So I agree with you. That's long eyelashes, just like the super long fingernails, are just not doing it.
Not doing it. I need you not to spoil the next item on my list. But hey, we'll stick to the eyelashes now. We'll get to the fingernails later. But I got one last anecdote about the eyelashes. So This is a true story. I was at a friend's birthday party a couple weeks ago. And my listeners might know this friend because this friend does my intro and my closing for my podcast episodes. Anyway, I was at a party. I was sitting across from some girls I did not know. We're about to order because this party was at a restaurant. We had a private room. We're about to order and I look at a girl and she's holding the menu all kind of far away. And she's kind of squinting at it and struggling to see what's on the menu. So I kind of over-listen, eavesdropped what she's saying to her friend. And she's kind of like, I can barely see. What does that say here? What does this say there? And her friend's like, girl, you don't have your contacts in? Where are your glasses? And she was like, yeah, I mean, with these eyelashes I have in, they just scrape up against the back of my glasses. So I'm not going to not wear these lashes. So I just left my glasses at home. And I was like, what? And I looked at her eyelashes and they're like 2 to 3 inches long. I'm like, you're going to walk through life blind and struggling to put on some 3-inch long eyelashes for what? That men don't like, that men are repulsed by? I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, where did that come from? Like, I don't understand where that came from. I have no idea where it came from. I don't understand that.
Like, did a guy 40 years ago tell a woman somewhere that you'd be hot if your lashes were longer? I don't know. I just don't get it. Anyway, let's move on to number two. What do you got for us? What's on your list? What's something that women do, wear, or say that you just don't understand?
Man, I'm going to go into some things that I've heard personally that I know I don't like hearing. Like, I do not like it when ladies say, they say like, what up, bruh? What up, my dude? What up, my guy?
Terrible.
Like, you can just say, hey, how you doing? To me, it gives off this vibe that's like, I don't know, like, what are you trying to get to? Especially if you find some interest in me, or if you want me to find some interest in you, hitting me up with a what up, dude? What up, my bruh? That's just off. That's off-putting to me. So that's some things that I'm going to tell you. Those sayings right there really turn me off. If I hear that, I'm almost instantly just going on to the next one.
You just repulsed.
All right, peace. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't consider it to be, you know, Alexander, like, ladylike. And call me whatever you want, folks, but I'm a little more on the conservative side. So to me, a lady is, especially if it's someone that I have a true interest in, I'm viewing her through the lens of, I want her to be my lady eventually or somehow. And I want to be able to keep this image in my mind or in my head of, she's this nice lady. So using those kind of words, I'm like, that's like my boys, not my lady, not the one that I keep my eye out on, not the one that when I walk around, I'm like, yeah, that's my lady right there.
Yeah, it's pretty masculine if you ask me. When I hear something like that, is she must be friend zoning me, because if she liked me, she wouldn't be talking to me like she was a dude. You know what I mean?
I agree. And I mean, like, I'm hearing it. Like, sometimes when I'm out and about, I think you mostly hear it primarily like when you're like in a club, like in a certain type of setting. I really hear it. But it's just like, wow, I don't get it. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know why they keep doing it while some keep doing it. But I guess that's why we're here, hoping that maybe that can change sooner rather than later.
That's why we're here. We're here to let you know things that you do or that you have seen that you probably shouldn't do anymore, because we don't like it. It's definitely a turnoff. We already alluded to number three on the list, so I'll just drop it right now. Men have no use for pterodactyl claws on a woman. No use for 3-inch, 5-inch, 10-inch, Cardi B inch, whatever you want to call it. Long, ridiculous nails on a woman. It doesn't attract us. The only thing it makes us think is that maybe she doesn't have that much education. Maybe she grew up in the inner city. Maybe she works as a Clear Heels model, if you know what I mean, at night to pay her bills. It doesn't breed lady.
Yeah.
It doesn't breed beauty, classy. It's none of that.
Exactly. No, like, another thing I notice when I see that is, like, if you ever just try to shake the hand, like, sometimes the nails are like 1, 2, 3 inches, and you try to shake the hands, and if you actually turn the hand over, you can see underneath the nails. Not pleasant to look at sometimes.
Whoa.
Not pleasant at all. And it's just, they're just so long. And then a lot of times as well, I see just, you know, they're all these different colors. And I'm like, yikes. Okay, lady.
It's like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? It's like a cry for attention almost, because it's not practical in any sense of the word. So what exactly are we doing? And, you know, you said you look under the nails and you see things you don't want to see. Well, I don't even want to think about how do they keep their hygiene up in the restroom. Let's not even talk about that. You know what I mean? We got 4-inch nails. It's kind of yikes.
Yeah, I agree. I say, you know, a nice French manicure is nice to look at. You know, that nice white tip. I think it's maybe a 1/2 inch long. Like, that's very nice. Very nice to look at.
I was just about to say the same thing. And I couldn't agree with you more, man. Couldn't agree with you more. So let's move on to item number 4. What do you got for us, S-Dub?
Yeah, man, Alexander. Another thing I know I don't like is when you coming up to a lady and you're like, what's up? And she's like, what's up? She comes up behind you and she slaps you on the butt. Like, whoa. I like, that happened during high school sports, high school football, high school baseball. And I'm like, woo, that's happened to me a couple times. And I just look at him, I'm like, whoa, what are you doing?
Definitely forward, definitely sexually aggressive. And once again, it doesn't breed feminine, classy. It doesn't give me the sense that this is a woman I might make my girlfriend one day. All it does is, well, if she's cute enough, this could be a 2-week fling or whatever, but I'm not taking her seriously at all. If you're slapping me on the butt and grabbing me in certain places before you even know my last name, you feel me?
Yeah, now, like I said, Alexander, you know, like, I take this from my standpoint as being, like I said, I'm more of a conservative. You know, I work hard and I really am a forward-thinking person, especially when it comes to relationships. I look at them with a very half glass full approach, and that's the, how I am as a person. So when I'm thinking about women, I really have an idea in my head of what I want. So to match up well with me, you know, slapping on the tail, not a good first impression.
Definitely not. Definitely not. And another thing that comes to mind when you bring that up is, imagine if the roles were reversed. I'm just meeting a young lady and I just grab a body part that I like. I just slap a body part that I like. How would that go?
Oh, yeah. Definitely not the way you want. You catch a real firm slap across the face from that.
And that's if I'm lucky. If I'm not so lucky, I could be like Akon 15 years ago. Locked up! You know what I mean? Won't yes, let me sir. Out. Won't let me out. All right, let's move on to the next item on the list. Things that women do, say, or wear that we don't like.
I don't care what no one says. I think it's the number one thing that I detest more than anything is sleeve tats and excessive tattoos as a whole. But I'm telling you, when I say them sleeve tats, I'm talking about that like Keisha Cole on her left arm. Oh, that just gets up. That gets to my nerves. I can't deal with that.
Love, never knew what I was thinking. That Keisha Cole?
That Keisha Cole.
Yikes.
I used to love her, but then every time I would see her wearing like an off-the-shoulder dress or off-the-shoulder shirt, and that big old tat would be there, I would instantly just be turned off. I just cannot stand that.
Yeah, I feel like in some of my earlier podcasts, I have mentioned before, and I guess I'll mention it again right now, that this is anecdotal. I haven't done research on this, but I've never seen a woman with more tattoos than the guy she's with. So if you're going to be a woman, if you love tattoos and you're going to get large tattoos or half sleeves, full sleeves and things of that nature, just know that you're basically eliminating all guys that don't also have sleeves and large tattoos. Just personally, in my almost 40 years on earth, I've never seen a guy with two medium-sized tattoos dating a girl with two full sleeves and a big old tattoo on her thigh. You know what I mean? It just doesn't match.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And I mean, like you said, you're right, Alexander. I mean, ladies, by doing that, you really diminish your guy pool like that if you're looking for serious quality guys. Now, don't get it twisted. You can find guys who may say, hey, she looks good. Let's have a good time. You can always get that. But if you want like a quality guy that may be full of some kind of substance, that's not going to bode well for you.
Yeah, definitely. If you're looking for substance, that's not what we do. If you're looking for a fun weekend, then hey, do what you want to. Yeah. You know, it's up to you. But
you know, I also heard, Alexander, you know, I would say, ladies, if that was something you did in your younger years or those years that you felt like you were free or trying to find yourself, like I hear some ladies say, when you do get a little bit older, I have heard that there are good artists out there who can remove them. So that might be something that could benefit you.
That's definitely an option. I think, yeah, removal definitely has gotten better here in the 2020s as compared to 20 years ago. Because I remember a coworker at one of my college jobs had like a tattoo removed and it basically just looked like it was a melted spot on his skin. You know what I mean? It's like they replaced an ugly tattoo with a burn mark. And it's like, no, sir.
I imagine that probably cost some money as well to get that removed. You know, especially get it removed well so it can look as if it, you know, was never there.
For sure. Definitely cost way more than it did to get it put on there in the first place, I bet.
Sir.
All right, let's move on to the next item on the list. Things that women do, wear, or say that men don't really like. And I wonder if we're going to agree on this one or not. But personally, especially as time goes by, you know, we're in 2022 now. I am getting a little bit tired of women never wearing dresses anymore. I mean, if it's not a wedding or a funeral or a 22-year-old at the club, you just won't see a woman in a dress anymore. And I feel like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, this wasn't the case. Like, the percentage of time that a woman's in a dress has decayed to less than 10%. And yeah. I don't know what it is. I've never worn a dress. I don't know how comfortable or uncomfortable they are. But all I know is, as a guy from the male perspective, in my opinion, a woman gains 1 point on the 0 to 10 scale just by wearing a dress that fits properly and is stylish. What do you have to say about that?
For me, that's she can gain 2 points for me. With a nice form-fitting dress with some heels. Woo! But yeah, I agree though. Man, I mean, we're agreeing tonight, Alexander, but yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't see dresses and skirts at all really much lately. And I think that kind of goes to what I was talking to some friends the other day about is, like, I've heard folks talk that, unfortunately, ladies have gotten bigger these days. They're more overweight. And I think for a woman to truly feel good about herself, she wants to look a certain way. So to look a certain way, the best dresses, the best skirts look the best on a lady whose figure is pleasing to the eye.
Yeah, that hourglass figure, that 1.6-to-1 ratio that I spoke of in one of my earliest podcasts that men love.
Oh, yes. We absolutely love. Nothing like a nice body length dress on a beautiful woman or a nice little skirt. I think they call them a pixie skirt. Woo!
Pencil, pixie. I pretty much tennis. I like almost all of them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Like, as long as you don't have a grandma dress on where you look like Grandma Ma from the 1990s shoe commercials, as long as you don't have that on, or just a ridiculously super short slutty dress, as long as you're not on either one of those extremes, just wearing a dress, doing just a little bit of something with your hair and your face, and of course, putting something on your feet that's appealing, you gain one. SW says you gain 2 points on the 0 to 10 scale. So it can't hurt.
Me too. Oh, yeah. For me, it's two. It's so classy looking. A nice dress on a lady is so classy. And I just love a nice, classy look. A classy looking woman, she can dress in any setting, you know? You can find her out at a park or festival, look good in it. She can be around family and friends, she'll look good in it. She can be at a religious service, look good at it.
Yes.
It's so versatile.
There's nothing better than being in church and being distracted away from God by God's creation. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not. That was a joke. Let me go ahead and repent for that one right now. I'm focused when I'm at service. I'm focused. Not on the women, on the word. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on. You got anything else for us? Something that women do, say or wear, that men just don't like?
Another thing I don't like is, I don't see it as much here where I'm at, but I have seen it in other parts of the country. It's like jeans and white tees. White tees, jeans, and maybe some Tim boots. I'm like, nah. I've seen that and I'm like, oh, that's too masculine looking for me. But that's what I've seen, at least just in other parts of the country. Not so much primarily where I'm at, but I see it a lot. Like, especially like on the coast.
Woo! Like the East and the West Coast?
Yes. Them ladies get down though over there. I'm like, woo.
Yeah. With my last entry talking about the dresses, I'm basically saying stop wearing so many leggings and jeans. You know what I mean? Wear some more dresses and skirts. Right. So, you know, you're saying, hey, stop wearing jeans and white blouses or whatever. So it's kind of almost the same thing. But, and then the Tims or whatever, definitely masculine. Seems like a lot of the things that we don't like them because they are masculine or traditionally masculine. Or they're just cries for attention that are unnecessary. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree on both. But I think for me, it just lends to a lot of the just being overly masculine. Like you said, overly traditionally masculine. It's like, no, that's not what I grew up with. That's not what I see around, you know, some of the ladies in my family. I'm like, no. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you on that for sure.
Alexander, wait, this is good night. We can't seem to disagree.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring you back on the show. More of a regular, reoccurring guest. All right, I'm nearing the end of my list. Of course, we could talk about this for hours, but that wouldn't be productive. So let's try to tighten it up.
Yes, sir. Alexandra, I have one more point I know I want to hit on, but go ahead.
Okay, you got one more on your list? Cool.
Yeah, one more. Go ahead.
I got a few more, so I'll drop maybe a couple in a row. And this might be a small tick-tacky thing, but I'm not real fond of when women take off their nice heels prematurely before the night's all the way over. Like, they wear them for an hour, they're complaining, they take them off and switch to flip-flops halfway through the night, or at the end of the night, they switch to some other shoes, or God forbid, walking barefoot. I've seen that before. That was more, you know, in the younger college days, but taking the heels off to walk barefoot is just ridiculous to me. I don't need you to have Fred Flintstone black bottom of your soles. It's unappealing. So I don't like it when a woman puts on beautiful shoes. She has a nice pedicure and everything's great when the night starts. And then 2 hours in, the shoes are off, flats are on or no shoes at all. Her feet are dirty. Toenails are chipped and she's just plopping around.
Are you talking about when she's like around the house with you?
No, I'm talking about when we're out. Talking about go out dancing, go out to a restaurant or to a house party somewhere else, or not around the house.
When I'm out with the lady, I want her to be comfortable. You know, if we're vibing real well, I'm the type where I'll tell her, be like, hey, you can be a little more comfortable. We're vibing good. She bring an extra pair of flats. It doesn't bother me. So no, I don't have an issue. If we're vibing well and it's good back and forth and we're out dancing or just walking and she's like, you want to take these heels off? And I'm like, hey, again, we vibing. Go ahead, take them off. Throw the flats on or some chucks, and let's keep it moving.
Okay, I hear you. All right, maybe this next item on the list will tickle your ear a little bit more.
All right, Alexander.
I do not like when a woman is drinking and or cursing just as much or more than I am when we're out and about. Like a woman with a potty mouth curses like a sailor, I'm just not into it. I just think man, I think football practice, I think military. I don't think this is a woman that I actually want to take seriously. I think this is a woman that's kind of making my blood not circulate where I want it to circulate, and I want to get on the other side of the room as quickly as possible. A woman that conducts herself in public masculine like with a bunch of smoking, drinking, and cursing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, cursing is definitely a no-no for me. I don't curse much myself, so you know, I'm talking to a lady, we vibing, and she starts going off every other word or every few words, f-bombs here or the d-word. I'm like, whoa, definitely not a ladylike thing that I'd want to come back for.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. So
yeah, I mean, having that speaking with class and dignity would definitely not hurt. If you're a little more street, that can get you put in the non-exclusive category.
Let me translate for my audience. You're a side piece. You're a one-night stand. You're a pass around. You're for the streets. That's the streets. What he means by the non-exclusive category. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So what's the last thing that you have on your list that a woman does, says, or wears that we just don't like?
I heard some ladies in my past, they get aggressive with guys and they'll say along the lines of, you want to square up? You heard that? You want to square up? Like she bucking up to him. It's like, wait, what? Squaring up, threatening, and them being serious. And I mean, they getting up in your face like they about that life.
I've never heard that, want to square up. Maybe women know better than to do that when I'm in the room, but I've never heard a woman say, want to square up. Now I've heard, who's gonna check me? Which is basically the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna check me? Who's gonna check me, boo? I've heard something like that when a woman's being outrageous and she is challenging everyone else around her to see if they have the guts to correct her or not. But
I've seen a lady step up, say, square up, homie, with her fist butt bowed up, and she in the orthodox boxing stance. Like she's about to bring the work. Like, ooh, like she's about to bring that work.
Where were you when you saw this? This is kind of just outrageous to me.
And I saw this out in the streets, nightclubs, bars. I've seen it on a couple occasions.
And it's just a lose-lose situation for a man. You know what I mean? Like, of course, society says, you know, you're not supposed to strike a woman for basically any reason. Unless you're like, a woman's attacking your grandma, then maybe you can push her away to save your grandmama's life. But besides that, you're not supposed to hit a woman for any other reason. But then she's being super disrespectful and then challenging you. You know, it's a lose-lose. If you hit her, then you're a bad guy. If you get beat down, then you're a wimp. if you get disrespected, then you're a wimp. It's like, it's a lose-lose-lose situation. And men can't stand to be in those type of predicaments.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I have definitely seen it. And I was just like, wow.
Square up. That's crazy. All right, I'll just go down the last couple things that I had, and then we will close things out. Things that a woman wears, does, or says that we don't like. I'm not into the fake hair. I am not into obvious wigs. Like, basically, my thing with a fake anything is it needs to look real. You know what I mean? If you have an implant, they need to be, it turns your B's into C's, not turn your B's into G's. You know what I mean? If you have a wig, oh, yeah. I need not to be able to tell it's a wig. If you got some cheap lace front, I can tell. You know, yeah. If your hair goes down to your butt, you're either Rapunzel or it's a wig. You know what I mean? I can tell. Like, if you're going to do something fake, make it realistic. You know what I mean? So I don't know who women think they're fooling, but the wigs and excessive amounts of makeup or anything of that nature. Like, we understand that you want to do a few things to enhance your appearance, but make them subtle and realistic. If they're unrealistic or overly obvious, it defeats the purpose. That's my take on that. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I recently saw a video that just kind of went over really quickly how they do the wigs and the lace fronts. And they show the different levels, you know, the higher level, the higher price tiered ones. I mean, it's crazy how they sew it in and the whole process. It's very hands-on and very particular how they do it. I was like, wow, I had no idea that this is how they did it. And that's why some can look so natural, but they're, you know, so expensive and they take like a long time. I mean, this was completely new to me. I had no idea. I'd never seen it. I had heard some ladies say, you know, these things cost you $500. And I was like, that's crazy.
But, yes.
It's crazy how they do that.
If you can put it on like a baseball cap, it's probably a cheap wig. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're going to do the wig, if you're going to do extensions, if you're going to do fake hair, like SW alluded to, it needs to be intricate, expensive, and realistic. Otherwise, just go natural. I mean, men, we're programmed and designed to like women, period. You know what I mean? So going natural is actually not that bad idea because we kind of like y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all are kind of doing too much most of the time, and it's unnecessary, but at least that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, you know, I've seen more guys talk about that lately. You know, ladies wearing their natural hair. The wigs, I'm not for, but, you know, I think extensions can be pretty nice if not done over the top.
Yeah.
It can look good to me. Wigs, I'm just, when I think of wigs, I think of what I saw growing up as a kid. You know, you'd see the older people wear them. The old men would have the toupee and the old lady would have her wig and it just seemed like it would just fall right off and they could throw it right back on. That's what I would immediately think. Like,
yeah, it's no good. All right. And so, the final thing on today's episode, the final thing we're going to talk about that women wear, do, or say that we don't like is, I'm going to focus things on dating. Like when you first meet a woman and y'all are in those early stages and you're not in a relationship, but you're more than strangers. And men, we don't like a woman that never initiates communication. If I always have to call you first, if I always have to text first, unless we don't talk, then after a week or two, I'm just going to think you're not interested and you're not going to hear from me. I'm going to fade away into the background. Just as, you know, I'm going to disappear like mist. I'm going to disappear like fog in the morning. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, bruh.
Men like women that are interested. We understand that men, we're men. We got to be the initiators. We got to do a little bit more in the beginning. We got to start things. We pay for the first few days. Okay. Me and SW are traditional leaning. So we understand that. But just because we lead and we do more doesn't mean you do nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's okay for you to call me every now and then or for you to spark up a text message conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I've noticed that as well. I mean, it's some of these ladies don't engage well or they're incapable of elaborating on a point they want to make or just something they want to speak on. It's just a, hey, how you doing? It's all right, good. And it's they just kind of expect you to be able to carry everything. And I'm like, generally, ladies are the ones who tend to do a little bit more talking. But that seems to be changing. And I'm seeing it. I see it out here. It's like, wow, I feel like I have to do more. I have to follow up more. And it's like, hey, I need you to do a little bit more, too. This is a back and forth. This is a, you know, like a tennis game, you know. I hit it to you, volley it back to me. We just keep it going back and forth. It's not, I'm just hitting the ball up against the wall.
Yeah, yeah. This is pickleball. This is tennis. This isn't a wall ball solo. This isn't a solo game of racquetball. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, like, have you noticed, like, some girls, they just, you have to do all the talking. They just kind of sit there and look at you a little bit. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, ladies.
Yeah, back in my heavy dating days, I definitely noticed that. And those are women that I didn't deal with for too long because I only got so many words in me. You know what I mean?
That's how I am at times. It's like the personality has kind of faded away.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like, well, first of all, if you're interested, then you should be curious. And if you're curious, then you should have questions. And I don't want things to be an interview, but at least questions are, you know, saying better than nothing.
Right.
At the same time, one of my personal rules was always, I'll answer anything that you'll also answer in detail. So don't ask me about why things didn't work out with my last ex if you're not going to talk about your ex-husband or anything like that, you know? So as long as it's fair both ways, we can talk about almost anything. But I need you to open up your mouth. One of my questions I hate the most on our first date is like, tell me about yourself. What is that? Ask something specific, you know what I mean? My childhood or my college or give me something. Because I can talk for 10 hours about myself and I don't know what you're looking for. That's just too cliche and too broad and too lazy. You know, I like intelligent questions that let me know that you're listening to me.
Yeah, I agree. And another thing that when I have been on dates in the past and I notice lady can't really carry a conversation that well, depends on where we are. I'll get up and say, you know, just try to help things, maybe help her out. We'll get up and just go walking. We'll go walk and talk. I think that helps people loosen up a little bit more. Have you noticed that? Or have you even done something like that in the past with any past dates for yourself?
That's a good idea. I wish you would have gave me that tip like 5 or 10 years ago because, you know, if a conversation's going poorly, instead of walking and talking, I'll just walk away, walk to my car and talk to somebody else. You know what I mean? I'll walk and talk to somebody else, not this girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to beg for anybody to like me or to twist any arms so we can have a real conversation. But, you know, that definitely could work. It kind of hurts, I guess, me personally, since I don't drink. Since I don't drink, people don't like to drink that much around me on dates.
Right.
So they're not as loose as they normally would be. And maybe their personality is bred out of liquor courage, you know what I mean? But outside of that, I don't know what to say about that. That walk and talk, that definitely could help out, though. So
yeah, from what I've noticed, it allows you to get a little more loose, create a little bit of space. And sometimes you can be a little stuffy. And if the weather's nice out, you know, that can help encourage some new thoughts to come to you. And so you can have more to speak on.
For sure, for sure. All right, well, Mr. SW, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to join.
Anytime, Alexander. Anytime.
Join my audience and I so we can listen to what you have to say. And we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Just wanted to go back down some of the things that we spoke of today. Things that women say, do, or wear that most men just don't like. We don't like women that don't initiate communication or women that are unable to carry a conversation. Men aren't necessarily fond of wigs and fake hair. If it's gonna be fake, it needs to look real. In order for it to look real, it probably needs to be expensive. Y'all wear jeans too much. Less jeans, more dresses. Less jeans, more dresses. Pretty please.
With the heels, ladies, with the heels.
Long nails, long eyelashes. Do away with them. They don't help you at all. They probably cost a lot of money. We don't think you look better with them. Sometimes we actually think you look worse with them. You look clownish. You look low class. Do away with it, please. Speak with class. We don't want to be around you if you're cursing like one of the fellas. We don't want to be around you if you're talking to us like we're one of the fellas with the bruh and what's up and want to square up and yo and homie. No, no, none of that. No excessive drinking, you know, no excessive cursing, smoking. Just not down with it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a couple things on your list that I didn't mention, so you can go ahead and mention those.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got a lot of, you know, slapping a man's butt.
Mm.
Ladies, that definitely can be a huge turnoff.
Keep your hands to yourself if you want something serious. If you want something shallow, then grab whatever you want to, I guess. But just know that you'll be put in a certain category. What else we got?
Oh, we had the sleeves, the tattoo sleeves.
Mm.
Could never get over those will automatically disqualify you. Automatically.
If you have excessive tattoos, especially on the arms or on the chest, breast area, then you have basically severely limited the number of men that will take you seriously.
Oh, yeah.
In my life experience, no man marries a woman that has more tattoos than him. Therefore, if you have a lot of tattoos, you can only be with a guy that has even more tattoos. What else we got on the list, S-Dub?
We had white tees. That was the last thing. You know, you hit on pretty much everything else, but white tees, you know, some jeans and Tims, because it gives off a real masculine vibe.
Not into the white t-shirts, not into the Tims. And like I already said, y'all wearing jeans way too often. Not enough dresses, not enough skirts. I don't, you don't know how much you're hurting yourself if you're single, but you wear jeans every day.
Right.
Even if they are nice jeans, they can't be nicer than a nice dress. They aren't going to be nicer than a good looking skirt. So keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for your time. Do you have any final words before we part ways?
Always, ladies, less is more. Taking the route of saying less, speaking with less vulgarities, not overdoing it. Just always remember less is more, because when you have less, that can tend to make guys think that you're going to choose things that's a little bit more on the classy side over the street side. So less makeup, less loud voices, less language, that can benefit you a lot better.
All right, you heard it from my guest himself. Sometimes, actually most of the time, less is more. All right, this is Alexander B. Stevens, and we are out of here. Until next week.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the podcast. Alexander B. thanks you for taking time out of your day to listen to what he has to say. Hopefully, you feel the information shared today has helped you get one step closer to understanding men and one step closer to the type of relationship you have always dreamed of. If this episode spoke to you or you indeed felt that it was helpful, please share it with your friends and followers on social media and text the link to the episode to your inner circle of friends. If you have a future topic suggestion or need any clarification about anything that was shared during this episode, feel free to email the show at whatishethinking@gmail.com or follow and DM the show on Instagram at whatishethinking_podcast. Be clear and concise with your message, and Mr. Stevens will do his best to accommodate you. Once again, we appreciate you lending us a listening ear, and we hope your tomorrow is better than your yesterday. Enjoy the rest of your week. The podcast that is here to help you win with men, signing off. Until we speak again.